There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello fellow adults na nagko-commute o yung mga may fieldwork, mga prone sa pawis and exposed sa pollution. Mm-hmm. So practically everyone.
Yes.
How do you ensure that you clean your face enough without damaging your skin?
How?
Secret. Kasi kapag masyadong harsh yung panglinis natin, or if you wash it too often, yung face natin, chances are we'll dry up our skin. Pero if we don't clean our face enough naman, magiging prone to acne.
If you haven't figured it out yet, Carla and I suggest that you try Celatec Hydration Gentle Exfoliating Facial Wash. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just cleanse the skin, it also deeply and gently exfoliates it. It's a smart cleanser and it can keep up with our everyday facial needs when regular cleansing is not enough.
And share ko lang, Ma'am Shnika.
Yes.
As an allergic, wow, proud na proud. As an allergic to so many things, ang favorite ko about Celatec Hydration Gentle Exfoliating Facial Wash is that it is hypoallergenic. Mm-hmm. Kasi when it comes to skin, pinaka-hassle pag sa mukha yung allergy. So I love na may ganitong product na deep cleansing pero at the same time very gentle sa mukha.
True, Carla. Kaya try nyo na rin, fellow adults, itong smart skincare routine na to. I-add to cart nyo na agad ang Celatec Hydration Gentle Exfoliating Facial Wash. Meron yan on Shopee and Lazada.
Mm. You may also visit Celatec's official social media pages linked in the episode description.
Hey, fellow adults! Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because
it's an adult thing!
Woot woot!
Mabuhay, fellow adults! We are back with a brand new episode. This is Carla.
And this is Nika. Gusto ko yung mabuhay, Carla, kasi buhay pa po kami, fellow adults.
Yes! Naka-black and white lang, pero buhay pa kami.
At dahil nga, buhay pa tayo, marami tayong utang na shout out sa fellow adults natin. Eto na sila. These are the fellow adults who spread the word about our show by sharing our episodes on their social media accounts. Yan, sina Giselle Crisolo, Marga Andres, May Sizzling, and Patricia Dizon. Mm-hmm. Sa Instagram nila, sinishare yung previous episodes natin.
Ito namang mga susunod. Sa Twitter naman, sina at Aubrey Jimenea, na nagtutweet ng favorite quotes niya from our episodes.
Oh, wow, love it!
Hello din kay Hey Rex John, na cry fest daw yung pakikinig niya nung episode dati na biggest regrets.
Sorry na. Okay lang yan.
Shout out din kay House Sonogong. Sabi niya, quote, "I think I deserve a shout out. Ems." Ha 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 ha.
Deserve.
Di kasi may screenshot siya nung Spotify niya, may resibo. Tapos tayo lang yung podcast sa recent place niya. Nice. So eto na po ang well-deserved shout out. Thank you, House Sonogong.
Podcast monogamist pala tong si House Sonogong.
Yes.
Eto, mag-read out din tayo ng personal messages from our fellow adults. This one is from Mary. Sabi niya, "Hi! Just finished listening to your Unpopular Opinions episode and ang dami ko na namang baong iisipin. Sa true, hindi po ako minsan nakakatulog, kakaisip ng mga ideas, opinions, or facts na napupulot ko sa episodes ninyo." Oh no! Nagka-insomnia pala si Mary dahil sa... So it's an annual
warning thing. Pala. Hindi pala to positive review. With a warn pala yung mga tao. Health risk to, guys.
Ito pala, kaya pala hindi siya nakakatulog. Kasi, ini-evaluate ko na rin ang sarili kong beliefs and marami ring realizations, sabi ni Mary. Thank you sa lahat ng makabuluhang episodes ninyo and for tackling even the sensitive subjects.
Yay! Aww. I'm so happy na more than them hearing us out.
Mm-mm.
Sobrang natutuwa ako na our listeners get to know themselves better.
Yeah,
I so love it.
Yes. Ako rin, nakikilala ko rin actually yung sarili ko better while preparing and recording for It's an Adult Thing. I love it. Ayan. Love, love, love.
Yes. O, ito naman. From Nard Abraham. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, "Hi, gusto ko lang pong i-share na napaka-helpful ng podcast nyo. Nakaka-dalawang episodes pa lang ako, pero sobrang nakatulong po talaga siya sa akin.
Wow.
Sana masumikat pa ang podcast nyo. Heart." Take note, mas ha?
Wow, sikat na. Wow. Wow, yes.
Huwag na nating bawiin para feeling ng mga tao, big time tayo.
Sige, i-claim natin. Let's claim it.
Natin. Manifesting, claim. Manifesting. Salamat, Nard.
Thank you, Nard. And last for this batch of shoutouts is Mumshi Sandy Quintos Relos. I love her name. Very parang ano, Sandy Quintos Relos. Nag-uulat. I love her name. Oh my gosh.
Very tatak Pilipino. Buhay ka na ba noon? Oh my God.
Ay, hindi
you
kayo,
know
ano
that? Tatak Pilipino?
Ay, hindi. Ano yun?
Jel Santos Relos and Jim Paredes.
Kilala ko I remember Jel Santos Relos. I remember that name.
O, nung 90s, meron silang parang magazine show ni Jim Paredes celebrating Filipino artist, craft, ganyan, tatak Pilipino.
I love it. Siguro doon ko na ano yung Sandy Quintos Relos. Very ano.
Familiar, pang, no?
Oo, very pang stage name yung dating.
Well, that, and kasi regular din natin sino-shoutout si Sandy kasi super avid listener yan.
Yes, thank you naman, Sandy. Ito, ito pala yung sabi niya. Sabi niya, "Wish you well always. Abang lang ako lagi sa new uploads. Pakibilisan, please." Charot. Ito na nga, Sandy. Ito na nga. We're doing it.
Kaya kami napa-record, nabasa namin yung message.
Oo,
ni Sandy.
Niya,
eh.
Carla, bilisan mo, sabi ni Sandy.
ito na, bumangon ako bigla eh.
Ayan. By the way, para ma-notify kayo agad kung may new episode ng It's an Adult Thing, pakiclick nyo yung bell icon, also known as the subscribe button. You can see it on your apps on your phone or on your computer. May bell button doon. Click on that subscribe button. That way, every time na may new release ang It's an Adult Thing, mapapakinggan nyo agad na mainit-init pa, fresh from the editing oven. Yon.
Alright. Salamat, fellow adults. O, punta na tayo sa topic. So, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, as you may have seen sa episode title, is a buzzword that we've all heard of for sure. Mm-mm. This term has been thrown around so loosely. So, let's dissect it a little. Let's see how deeply we understand and how well we practice this thing we call self-care. Pag-aaruga sa sarili.
Love it. Ang ganda ng Tagalog language. Ang ganda ng Filipino language.
Actually, di ba? English, care. Tagalog, pag-aaruga. Ah.
Ah, pak. Mm. At dahil usapang self-care nga tayo today, ibagay natin dyan yung kamustahan natin for today, Carla. Instead of asking about our recent adulting highlights and lowlights, let's recall, when was the last time we deliberately practiced self-care? Yung before we do it and while we were doing it, conscious tayo that we're doing it to take care of ourselves? Mm-hmm. Kasi minsan in hindsight na lang natin nare-realize na, ah, form of self-care pala yung ginawa ko.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to encourage everyone is to be deliberate and intentional in practicing self-care. Kaya yan ang prompt question natin for now. Listeners, fellow adults, hope you can reflect on this question too. Tanong nyo yung katabi ninyo, when was the last time you intentionally practiced self-care?
O ikaw, mami, ano yung entry mo dito?
Okay. Siguro, it would be going through an annual physical exam sa office.
Oh! Libre?
Yes, it's for free!
Love it!
Kasi parang, minsan, we tend to disregard na, ah, oh, healthy naman ako, hindi ko mo kailangan magpa-check up. Ito, wala naman akong nararamdaman. Hello! But most chronic diseases are late lumalabas ang mga sintomas pag malala na. So,
especially, mami, kung cardiac.
Yes.
Kung sa puso.
Oo.
Mm-mm. Ang symptom mo na agad ay di ka makahinga. Ano na?
Yeah. Actually, kahit ano mga internal organ, mami, kidneys, liver, lungs, very late lumitaw ang symptoms kasi mga resilient sila. Oo, resilient sila. Hindi, kaya natin to. Yung pala, ay,
wow, hindi na pala Pinoy, kaya. Pinoy ang internal organs. Matiisin.
Oo. So, yung annual physical exam, routine siya, maganda na reminder na to check what's going on in my body. And yun nga yung recent, ito, hindi pa lumalabas yung results ng annual physical exam ko. Pero, what I want to highlight in the APE is the vision, yung pag-check ng eyesight. At nalaman kong hindi na 2020 yung right eye ko, it's 2025. Medyo malabo na yung kanang mata. Oo. And then, I really like na merong breast exam. Tapos, tinuruan ako nung
paano, magkapa?
Doctor, oo, yung tamang pagkapa. And kung kailan yung tamang timing, pwede pa lang 3 days after your menstrual period. Para hindi na masyadong tender yung breast mo.
After mag-start or after matapos?
After matapos.
Okay. Noting that.
Yun. So, I'm hoping for good results for the APE. So, I think that's the last time I, that's the most recent time I practiced self-care.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Carla?
Sa akin, libre din.
Yes, we love free things.
Yes, libre kasi I love walking under the sun. As in, nagpapaaraw ako.
Mm-hmm.
Paghapon, hindi pag umaga kasi pag umaga, tulog ako.
Tama. Oh.
So, hapon lang yung chance ko na magpaaraw pag di na mahapdi sa balat. So, habang nagpapaaraw ako, at least 20 minutes yung recommended. I read this recent, I'm not sure how recent, pero may study na at least 3 times a week daw na 20 minutes exposure sa afternoon sun nakaka-boost significantly ng happiness and well-being.
Ooh.
Na totoo ha, like I'm not doing this because I read that.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, matagal ko na tong pinapractice. Like, na-observe ko lang siya na every time I do it, ang sarap, ang saya sa pakiramdam.
Mm. It's good.
So, it's my happy pill pag nagpapaaraw. Plus, audiobook ng gusto kong pinapakinggan.
Mm-mm. Sabi nung isang doctor na nag-talk sa office 2 days ago, kasabay nung APE, 4 p.m. onwards daw.
Yes!
Sa afternoon sun. Kung morning naman gusto nila, anytime before 10 a.m. Wala pa yung mga harmful UV rays by that time.
Okay. Fellow adults kaya natin, no? Ano kaya ang recent self-care nila?
Share nyo, share nyo.
Yes.
Tag nyo kami sa self-care ano nyo, hacks nyo para gayahin din namin.
Yes, and ng fellow adults natin. So, alright, yes. Appear tayo, fellow adults.
Appear!
Appear. Pero in the first place, Mom Shnika,
Why
are we discussing this topic, self-care?
Kasi, just like adulting in general, self-care wasn't taught in school.
Mm-mm.
Not even at home. Parang not deliberately. Kung meron man siguro, baka yung mga pinaka-basic lang, like, how to tidy up your house, how to be hygienic. Mga ganyan, di ba? But the concept of deliberately setting aside time and creating rituals to nourish ourselves, hindi siya tinuro sa atin. I don't recall, even in my home economics and livelihood education or in my values class, yung gano'n, yung mga about yourself, I don't recall.
Mm-mm. Niisip ko rin eh, hindi pa ako nagka-cutting nun. So, I didn't just miss it. Wala talaga ako maalala. Actually, worse, Ma'am Shnika, I think, hindi lang siya hindi tinuro sa atin. I think actually that we have been conditioned to not take care of ourselves. Explain ko. Consistent observation ganyan eh. So, mapa-family or mapa-work. So, halimbawa sa family. Not me in particular ha. Pero if breadwinner ka or caregiver ka, di ba you're expected to prioritize your family's needs before yours?
Yes.
Kasi nga, collectivist culture tayo, hindi individualist. Meron siyang pros, meron ding cons. So, medyo masalimuot na discussion yan. So, if you wanna hear more about it, check out our episode, Setting Healthy Boundaries, from January 2022. Tapos, sa work naman, discouraged ang self-care. I think kasi pinanganak tsaka lumaki tayo sa capitalist culture, capitalist economy. And syempre, in a capitalist world. So, okay, quick background lang for those who are not yet familiar with capitalism as an economic system. So, in this system, ang top values are productivity and consumption. Meaning, we are expected to produce goods na pwedeng ibenta.
Yeah.
And we also have to consume goods that other people produce.
Yeah.
Status symbol yun eh, na marami kang napoproduce and marami kang nakoconsume. Flex yun, di ba?
Yeah.
So, okay, it sounds harmless, but many times kasi, this value system goes against the welfare of the individual. Kasi for example, may companies na they need people to work for as long and as much as they can. Kasi the more output they produce, syempre, the more kita yun for the company. We're not saying all ha, pero I think it's safe to say na yun yung predominant culture or practice. So kung ganun, given that, resting and not producing are being punished. Kung hindi man officially, pero ililabel kang tamad, or walang kwenta, walang ambag sa lipunan, walang pangarap sa buhay, and so on. So it doesn't matter kung burnt out ka na, if your personal life is crumbling down. Ang mahalaga para sa capitalist system is nagproproduce ka ng kahit ano. As in kahit ano, regardless if what you're producing is good for humanity or not. As long as may bumibenta at as long as may kumikita. And personally, I think that culture is messed up.
And on the flip side din, Carla, kahit hindi tayo i-punish for not producing something all day, ang nire-reward at sineselebrate ng culture natin are those who produce the most. Parang, di ba, uso yung hustle culture, ganyan.
Yeah.
Yung idea na pag hindi ka pagod, hindi ka overworked, you're not doing enough. Tapos, magpapayabangan pa kayo ng tropa mo na kung sino yung mas superman, mas maraming nagawa, mas konti yung oras ng tulog kasi napuyat sa trabaho or napuyat doing something. As if being busy is an indication of how important we are. So, imagine, hindi na naturo yung self-care, pinapunish ng media or ng workplace and ng social circles yung mga nagsi-self-care, tapos nire-reward pa yung self-negligence. So, medyo nakalimutan talaga natin doon yung self-care. Talagang it's down the drain.
Guilty tayo dati doon, no?
Yes.
Yung subtle payabangan na konti lang yung tulog natin.
Oo. Dati, proud ako. Ganun, pinagpupuyatan talaga namin yung mga ginushoot namin, eme-eme. Ngayon, nahihiya na ako kapag puyat ako. Kasi it's an indicator of me not being able to manage my time or not being able to set a boundary for myself. Mm-hmm. It's an indicator na I didn't take care of myself. I didn't stand up for myself.
And it's an indicator of exploitation in the workplace.
Yes!
So, kaya nga, ito na. So, we are reclaiming our power to take care of ourselves by normalizing self-care.
Yes.
Or better yet, let's make self-care cool again. Mm. Kasi, hindi cool. There's nothing cool about pagkakasakit. Mm-hmm. Hindi cool na magka-mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. At hindi cool na mag-crumble down yung personal relationships natin kasi inuuna natin yung needs ng outside institutions.
Mm-hmm. And yung needs ng loved ones natin.
Oh, yun din. Yun din.
Kasi halimbawa, if you're a parent, it's difficult to give the kids the best if you're not at your best.
Mm.
Because as the saying goes, you cannot pour from an empty cup. So if you don't take care of yourself and if mapapaag ang ending ng buhay mo, paano yung mga kids?
Eh di, ano, pagkatiwala mo sa kapitbahay. Charot.
Tsaka sabi ni RuPaul, ano nga sabi ni RuPaul? If you can't love yourself, honey, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Nga. Oh.
Ganun na, ganun ha.
Ganun ha.
I pati can yung... hear his voice saying that.
Pati yung oh.
Diba? Wow, oh. Nag-oh diba si RuPaul? Oh,
diba? Queens, diba? Para ibang tao na yung ginagaya. Pero diba, may point.
Mm-mm.
If you don't start with yourself, how can you do it to somebody else?
Mm-mm.
So I think we don't have to frame self-care as a me versus them kind of scenario. We can also see it as taking care of ourselves so we can function at our best and give the world, our families, our work the best. Our best. Righty?
Yeah. I agree. So, tama ba? Parang self-care is not pagdadamot sa needs ng iba. Parang self-care is recharging yourself para mabigay mo sa kanila yung deserve nila. Tama ba?
Yes. Agree ako sa hindi siya pagdadamot. Self-care is not selfish.
Mm-mm. Kasi nga, you cannot give from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sa Tagalog, sabi natin, mas maganda yung Tagalog, diba? Hindi ka maaaring
magbigay.
Ano yung pour?
Magbuhos.
Magbuhos mula sa, anong empty?
Walang laman. Basong walang laman.
Natasa.
Hindi na tayo magaling mag-translate. Nakakahiya. Naturi ang mga writer.
Feeling ko there's an elegant way of saying it. We're just not at our best right now.
Uy, pero maganda gawing art card yun ah. Like, in Tagalog. Tapos may cup lang na nagbubuhos na walang laman.
True.
Cool.
So, para lang malinaw, define muna natin yung self-care.
Mm-hmm.
So, tulad ng marami pang new concepts emerging in our modern world, parang wala pang universal definition ang self-care.
Yeah.
Pero ito yung mga favorite definition na nakuha namin ni Nika. Sabi sa verywellmind.com, quote, essentially, self-care means a conscious act people take in order to promote their own physical, mental, and emotional health. End quote.
Sabi naman sa Psychology Today, self-care involves valuing ourselves enough to make our health, well-being, and happiness a priority. It is a commitment to ourselves, a promise to factor ourselves into the equation of our lives.
Oh, may pa-equation.
Yes!
Actually, I love that they use that term, equation.
As mathematicians, we love it.
Yes, because right? We love math. Charot. Hindi. Kasi, yung word na yon, it implies na marami kang factors na kinoconsider, hindi lang sarili mo.
Mm-hmm.
So, self-care is remembering na parabang, teka, paano naman ako?
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Mm-mm.
Without forgetting to fulfill your existing responsibilities. So yes, you have responsibilities to those around you, pero meron ka ring responsibilidad sa sarili mo. So kasama ka sa equation, friend.
Yes. Also, Carla, I would like to clarify that self-care does not necessarily mean self-indulgence.
Aww.
Aww. Yes, we can And we do indulge ourselves from time to time, but it's important that we don't confuse the two.
Mm.
So self-care, just to be clear, is doing things that will benefit us in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Ang self-indulgence, sometimes it comes in the form of giving in to our short-term desires that can be harmful to us in the long run.
Mm.
Pag self-indulgence, more of satisfying our pleasures without limit.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag self-care, it may or may not feel good at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Pero in the long run, beneficial siya sa overall well-being mo.
Mm.
So yun yung difference ng dalawa.
Sige. So, example na naisip ko, Mom.
Sample.
Ayan, yan. Mm-hmm. So, tama ba? Self-care is, for example, eating healthy when you are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Self-indulgence might be eating unhealthy food even when you are just bored. Not hungry.
Yes.
So, ginagawa natin from time to time. It feels good at the moment, but it feels awful after. So, pangit na sa pakiramdam sa katawan, pangit pa sa emosyon.
So, check natin kung ano yung mga bagay na feeling natin after natin gawin. Ah, hindi pala ito maganda. Self-indulgence yun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sa multiple sources na nabasa namin ni Carla, may iba't iba ding dimensions ng self-care. Some say may 5 factors of self-care, yung iba 6, yung iba 7 pillars, ganyan. Meron pa daw 12, ganyan. So para walang away, kami nilang ni Carla ang magde-decide. Okay? Kasi tayo yung may hawak ng mic ngayon eh. Oo. So,
wala tayong pakalam sa experts. Wala silang mic.
Oo. Charot. For this episode, tatlo lang muna ang pag-uusapan natin. Yung physical, psychological, and social self-care. Mm-hmm. Okay ka ba doon?
Okay.
Okay.
So, yung physical, para malinaw, ang ibig sabihin nun, it pertains to our bodies, as in physical health.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, when we say psychological, yung mental and emotional state natin.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, yung social naman, ito yung relationships natin with other people.
Alright. Yes. So, okay. Sa tatlong category na yun, Carla, per category physical, psychological, and social, Carla and I will share our favorite forms of self-care. Ito yung mga na-try na namin at nag-work para sa amin. Mm-hmm. We'll also mention related information on why these self-care routines work. Are you G?
G.
G, alright. Let's start with
physical.
I wanna get physical. I think isa to sa mga pinaka, for me, pinaka commonly answered na needs ng mga tao, yung physical health ng katawan. Kasi it's very visual. You see it eh.
Yes, yun. And you feel it agad-agad.
Yes. Okay, sige. So, sino una mag-share ng physical practice of self-care? You, me, who? You?
Sige, Mina.
Okay, go Carla.
Ang isa sa favorite self-care eme ko, tawag dito, routines ba? Practices!
Yes.
Okay. Physical, most of the days, naka-pescatarian diet ako. Meaning, pwede akong kumain ng gulay, seafood, o basta walang mammals and chicken.
Mga four-legged, two-legged creatures, ganyan.
O, basta walang legs.
Mm.
Pero pag breast part ng manok, charot na siya. Labo.
No!
So, anyway, seafood and vegetables lang.
Mm.
Or plants, seafood and plants lang. Marami, actually, marami namang options. Like, I don't feel deprived at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, bakit ko siya favorite? Kasi, grabe yung effect, grabe yung positive effect niya sa akin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure kung na-share ko na sa podcast yung kwento ng entry ko sa pescatarian diet. So disclaimer lang ah, hindi pa ako completely pescatarian. Like most days lang of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag weekend, kumakain pa rin ako ng karne. But anyway, nung nag-lockdown, nung pandemic, mas kaya ko nang i-manage yung kinakain ko kasi nasa bahay lang eh.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, doon ako nag-minimize ng meat,
mm-hmm,
as in ng mammals and chickens. Originally, para lang bumaba yung cholesterol ko. Kasi nga, fear ko yun eh. Pamilya kami ng high blood eh. Hypertension. So, mulat sa Paul, praning ako doon. So, tinry ko lang for that. Aba, mami, nung tinry ko na siya, surprisingly, nawala or humupa yung allergies ko. Mindfuck. I was not expecting that. Also, nawala yung kind of pagod ko towards the end of the day na para akong may microsores na I feel sore, inflamed, that kind of pagod. Nawala siya. So, I felt light. As in, not necessarily light na magaan ha. Although, nakakagaan din siya. As in, sa weighing scale. Pero, I felt light na hindi pagod. Ganon. And, most of all, isa pang gulat na gulat ako na effect ng pescatarian diet ay kapag naka-pesca ako consistently for a few weeks before ako magkaroon, mami, wala akong dysmenorrhea.
Pak.
As in.
Kaya may dysmenorrhea because there is swelling in the parts of your uterus. Kaya siya masakit. So, yung swelling, dahil walang swelling or less yung swelling, less din yung pain.
I think that makes sense kasi hindi naman na madedeny na inflammatory talaga ang meat, sa katawan ng tao. Like, sobrang dami ng study, sobrang gaguhan na lang kapag idedeny pa natin by now na very inflammatory ang meat sa katawan natin. And ito parang pang sprinkle na lang on top of the many other positive effects ng pesca diet for me. Mommy, nakakabango siya. Legit. Like, hindi ako nag-excrete ng some mabangong scent ha. Pero
amoy sampagita, ganyan.
Amoy hindi naman ako biglang nag-amoy ganun, ano. Pero kasi nga 'di ba hindi ako nagde-deodorant. So, keri naman siya, even kung kumakain pa ako ng meat. Pero, sabihin na nating siguro half day na hindi pa ako naliligo. Medyo nag-e-expire na yung amoy ng katawan ko, mami. Napapanis na ako, ganyan.
Yeah.
Pag nakapeska ako, legit, kahit 20 hours akong hindi naliligo, hindi ako bumabaho. Amazing! Ngayon ko lang nag-gets. Kasi some vegetarians say na iba raw yung amoy ng katawan ng meat eaters. Not in a judgmental way, ha? Pero gets, meron talaga siyang effect sa scent or odor ng tao, what we eat.
For a time, di ba, pescatarian din ako. 2 years din yun.
Oo.
Yung kasing pork or even beef actually, pero mas malala sa pork. Pag naamoy mo siya nang matagal ka nang hindi kumakain, it smells bad.
Actually, yes! OMG! Mommy! Nung intense na nakapeska ako, as in matagal akong hindi nagmi-meet, not even once a week, pag dumadaan ako sa samgyupsalan, it smells like dead rat. Sorry sa mga kumakain. Like, I still like samgyupsal, ha? Kasi nga, kumakain na ulit ako ng karne once a week. Or hindi man once a week kapag weekend. Pero before, nung tuloy-tuloy yung pesca ko, and then I smell meat, I can smell its deadness.
Yun. So, imagine putting that into your body. I eat meat na rin ngayon, pero I remember that realization na, yung pala amoy ng pork. Pag hindi mo siya madalas kainin.
And, syempre kapag araw-araw mo nang kasama yung sarili mo, di ba, nai-immune ka na sa sarili mong amoy. So, our listeners might think na, baka kayo mabantot. Ako, mabango pa rin ako kahit na araw-araw ako nag-meet. So, you think. Because you're immune to your own odor, eh. So, yon. Ang gaan sa pakiramdam kapag naka-pesca diet ako. Again, not all days, but most of the day.
Okay.
Ito, guys, very customized siya sa akin. This is what works for me. So you might want to try or experiment, kayong bahala. I'm just saying matter of factly na sobrang okay yung effect niya sa akin. Hindi na madaling mapagod, nawala yung allergies, nawala yung dysmenorrhea, hanggaan sa pakiramdam, mas bumango pa ako. So, I love it!
Love it. Meron ka bang tip on how to help someone shift to a pescatarian or vegetarian diet? Baka lang makatulong.
Yung transition, yeah, actually important yung transition. Depende kung ikaw ay binger, meaning all or nothing, or isa kang moderate. Nabanggit natin yun sa one of our earliest episodes eh.
Yeah.
Yung goal setting yata.
Yeah, yung tendencies ng mga tao.
Oo, tendencies ng mga tao. So ako kasi, si all or nothing. So at that time, among my friends, ang naka-plant-based na diet, si Randolph. So, ang sinasabi niya sa akin, Carla, ano, mag 1 meal a day ka lang muna na walang meat para sustainable.
Yeah.
So, ginawa ko siya na first day, yung lunch ko, hindi ako nag-meat. Parang tuna sandwich ata yung kinain ko or something like that or tuna wrap. Basta tuna, eme. And as an all or nothing person, yung naging takbo ng utak ko, eh teka, sinimulan ko na ito, tuloy-tuloy ko na. Tuloy-tuloy na ako nun. Kasi ganun yung tendency ko. But for other people na mas unti-unti yung nag-work sa kanila, i-suggest ko sa kanila yung suggestion ni Randolph na kahit 1 meal a day lang yung gawin yung pesca or vegetarian, sobrang good enough na yon.
Yes.
Yun. Ikaw, Mami, anong physical self-care practice ang favorite mo?
It's not really my favorite, but it's the thing I practice the most, I guess. It's exercising.
Yeah.
Or moving, even when I don't feel like it.
As an athlete?
Yeah, very... Kailangan i-include ko yung even when I don't feel like it. Kasi most of the time, I don't feel like exercising.
And it makes sense, ha? Not because individually lazy ka.
I am.
But as a species, eto, sabi sa earth.com at marami pang ibang sources, it's the brain's instinct to conserve energy.
Agree.
Kasi nga, nag-evolve tayo sa environment na scarce yung food. Na hindi constant yung calorie intake natin.
Yes.
So, nag-evolve tayo to prefer not moving para hindi tayo mag-burn ng calories unnecessarily.
Agree.
Because if we burn too much calories, tapos wala tayo makain, ay, famine yun, Mami. Or starvation yun. And we don't wanna die that way.
Yeah.
Pero ganun tayo nag-evolve ha na ngayon sobrang abundant na ng calories sa paligid natin.
Yes.
So we have to hack ourselves para maka-keep up sa environment natin ngayon.
And yun, sa pangalan pa lang, it's exercise. You exert. You exert effort. So mayroong exertion na nagaganap. So mahirap siya. Kahit pa kung anumang level of difficulty yung exercise man yan, there is still effort that you have to put out. So may mental barrier na agad na wag na yan, mahirap yan. The brain, nakakapagod yan, eme-eme.
Sarap kaya dito sa kama mo, oh, lambot
correct,
eh.
Correct. So to hack that, like what you said, we can call it, kahit hindi exercise, we can call it movement. I remember Coach Tony Sison mentioning this before in one of our previous episodes. Call it movement. Any form of galaw, basta gumalaw yung katawan mo, that's already good for you. And for many of us who have a 9-to-5 job, marami tayong excuses and marami rin naman talagang factors why we can't exercise or we find it difficult to exercise. Parang minsan we're in the zone na, hindi natin alam, 4 na oras na pala tayo nakaupo dun sa desk natin. Ganyan. We forget to move. Or let's say after ng work hours, pagod na ako from work eh. Wala na akong time mag-exercise. Bakit pa ako magpapagod? Pagod na nga ako the whole day.
Which makes sense.
Diba? So what I do to push myself to do exercise is I do it in the morning. Para afternoon, tapos na siya. Hindi ko na siya iisipin.
True.
Isipin
true.
Ko lang siya sa start na maikli lang. Pagkagising ko, exercise afternoon, out of my mind. Or find a gym na malapit sa office nyo. Sobrang dami ng gyms out there. Or you can do home workouts. Or maswerte ka if your office has a gym, utilize it. Your office is utilizing you. Yes, oo. Your office is utilizing you. Utilize the amenities in your office din. Sagarin nyo rin yan. Diba?
Correct.
Yan. Or you can also take movement breaks. So, ito ginagawa ko yun nga kasi I follow the Pomodoro technique as much as possible. So, I take movement breaks every 25 to 40 minutes. Kayo bahala kung ano yung optimal for you kasi baka bitin for you yung 25 minutes, hindi nyo patapos yung task. Mag-a-alarm na kailangan nyo na tumayo. Make it 40 minutes, whatever, 1 hour, up to you. What's important is you take time, at least 10 to 15 minutes of movement to stand up, stretch, walk around. Very simple. Do some squats holding your chair, ganyan. Doesn't have to be like a complicated thing that you do in the middle of the day. You just have to move the body.
Yes.
Lang. Movement
lang.
Can
I share, mami?
Go.
I think mga 98 times ko na to share sa podcast. Pero
feeling ko, alam ko na kung ano yung sasabihin mo, pero go.
O sige, ano yung sasabihin ko?
Use a medicine ball as your desk. As your chair pala. As your chair.
Yes. Kasi as you can see right now, so sa Zoom kami nagre-record ni Nika, nakaupo kami for how long na. But I haven't stopped moving since we started recording. Kasi nga, naka-gym ball or medicine ball, sports ball ako. Dito ako nakaupo. So, even without me thinking about it, nagmo-move talaga yung katawan ko. Tapos, ang saya pa niya kasi it feels like I'm playing.
Good.
Which leads me to my second singit. Kasi kanina sinabi mo na many times after work, syempre pagod na. Ba't ka ba magpapagod pa more? So, may mga physical activities pala apparently na energy draining. Actually, kahit naman anong activity, may mga activity in general na energy draining, may mga activity rin na energy generating. Super person, iba-iba yon. Ang isang magandang reco is if you need regular exercise, tapos ang schedule mo lang talaga na mahahanap is after work. Ang piliin mo is energy generating na form of exercise.
Ooh.
And marami dyan come in the form of play. So, basketball kayo ng tropa nyo or
badminton.
Ano pa ba? Badminton. In the form of play or dance. Kung ano man ang na-e-enjoy nyo.
Yeah. Maraming dance classes na after work hours yung studio.
Actually, that's why. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. So, yun. Isipin natin na mag-exercise lang din naman tayo. Might as well pili
make
tayo
it fun.
Ng energy. Yes, fun. Energy generating.
Yes.
Whatever is fun for you. Kasi what's fun for one may not be fun for another person. Basta make it fun for you.
Ayun. And ito, this one is an observation from a friend na hindi ko to nagagawa. Pero yung sa kanila, they have an active workstation or a standing desk. Meron akong kilala na cycling desk siya. So habang nagtatype siya, nagsicycle siya, ganyan. So, ito, minsan pag may Zoom meetings ako na hindi ko kailangan magsalita at makikinig lang ako, doon ako sa treadmill pumupuesto para habang nakikinig. Treadmill, dilakad-lakad, kunwari. Yan.
Nice,
kunwari.
Nice.
At totoo naman palang naglalakad. Hindi pala yun kunwari. Yan. Tapos, ito, observation ko recently on sa sarili ko. I find myself working from my bed. Like, as in, naka-recline, nakahiga, propped up by a pillow. Ganyan. And I think I'm doing myself a favor kasi nakapahinga ako. Like, I'm just typing. Yung hands ko lang yung gumagalaw. Ganyan. Ganyan. Hindi ako nag-exert ng effort. But it's not actually doing myself a favor kasi it's actually harmful. It's bad for my posture. It can cause back pain dahil nga bad yung posture. It weakens my muscles because I'm just lying down. And it decreases the blood flow in my body. So, less oxygen. That can cause swelling. May kilala akong ganito. I will not name who. But I know someone na dahil nakaupo siya parate, pagtingin niya sa legs niya, nagsuswell yung legs niya, may edema.
Namamanas.
Yan. So, edema, swelling, and nabasa ko, in the long run, it can also affect your cognitive function kasi there's less oxygen in the brain. So, if you do it constantly, it can also affect your mental health, your cognitive function, ganyan. So, it's really not good for you. So, doing that is self-indulgence. So, again,
kasi changing, it feels good at the moment.
At
eh,
the
no?
moment. Tapos after noon, parang, oh, buong araw ka palang yung pagtayo mo, ah, but pagod pa rin ako. Because, it's not good for you.
OMG. At saka, mami, I think psychologically din, kapag nag-work tayo sa bed, we let our work lives invade our resting space.
Yes.
So, nababiolate yung sanctity ng rest. Kasi, pinapasukan natin ng work factor yung area na supposedly ay reserved for rest.
Yes. Ayun. So, again, changing my perspective and your perspective, kung maniniwala kayo, fellow adults, any movement is okay. Movement is okay. May mga studies na nagsashow na 60 to 75 minutes of physical activity in a day can counter the effects of you sitting for too long.
Inisip kasi ng mga tao, kapag exercise, dapat nasa gym, dapat humihingal, dapat nagbablackout yung paningin mo sa pagod.
Pawis na pawis. Ganyan.
Yes. Oo. So, any movement, you don't even have to pant. You don't have to sweat a lot. Just move.
Just find ways to get your body moving. That's it. So, ayun. Sana, thinking of it as movement and thinking of it as, I can keep it simple. It's just movement. We can push through the moment of resistance na, kapagod. Para we can remind ourselves na taking care of our physical health is essential. It's self-care.
Yes. Man. Agreeables.
Ito, madagdag lang na physical self-care, physical practice of self-care. When you use Celotec,
ayan tayo!
Ayan! Kasi, washing your face with Celotec Hydration Exfoliating Wash is obviously a form of physical self-care because that's hygiene. You safely remove the dead skin cells that clog your pores with the dual vitamin nourishing beads, yung vitamin C and E. Meron siya antioxidants, it's hypoallergenic, it's non-comedogenic, it's paraben-free, walang harsh scent. So obviously, it is good for your skin, it's skincare. But to segue to our next aspect, using Celotec is also a relaxation and a ritual that can be calming and soothing for you. So, it's now a psychological self-care of some sort. Diba? You provide a sense of self-relaxation, you nurture your skin, you nurture yourself, ganyan. So, nagpo-pause ka and you're in the moment of washing your face. So, it's physical and psychological or emotional, I'd say. A form of self-care, right?
Actually, yeah, agree. This might sound shallow or vain. I don't care because it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Pero it feels good to look good.
Yes! Confidence. Pak!
Yes! Kasi it affects your self-concept eh. So, yung mga ganitong little things of taking care of ourselves, you see sa mirror na clear yung skin mo, it feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make you more worthy than your pimpolin self. But it just feels good.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of the potential of your body. Aesthetic potential man yan or otherwise. It feels good to look good.
Yeah, agree. Oh, na-segue na to psychological practice of self-care. So, ito na tayo sa mental and emotional aspect ng self-care.
Ano, who goes first?
Sige, ikaw, Carla. You, Carla, go. Go ahead.
Oh, sige, psychological, meaning mental and emotional, bilang they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Ang totoo kong favorite na self-care practice is mindfulness meditation.
Mm-mm.
Pero kasi nakapangako tayo na gagawa tayo ng episode on mindfulness, diba?
Yeah.
So, dun ko na lang i-discuss yung practice na yan. So, ang naisip ko ngayon na entry is, I try to curate the media content that I consume. Mm. So, I'm not sure kung nabanggit ko to dun sa episode natin na Mindful Social Media Use, March 2022. That's last year. Wala akong apps na Facebook tsaka Instagram sa phone. Ang Instagram, weekend lang ako nag-i-install ng Instagram. Sa Facebook, if I feel like checking my Facebook account, I will have to download it again and install it.
Hassle.
Exactly, that's the point. I have to make it hassle para hindi siya maging automatic na habit. Well, habit kaya nga automatic. Para hindi siya manuot sa everyday life ko na slightest boredom, ikikrave ng fingertips ko na magpipindot hanggang 1 hour na pala akong nagko-consume ng random media content. So, I find that it's very harmful to my psychological health. Una, kasi kapag sa social media, although naka-algorithm siya, so the app pretty much knows what I want to consume, pero yung itemized na labas niya sa feed ko, it still feels so random. Tapos nag-o-oscillate, nagfa-fluctuate, nag-up-down yung emosyon ko. Na one moment, sobrang tuwang-tuwa ka, ang cute ng baby ng friend mo. Tapos yung next sa feed, na-acquit yung sobrang corrupt na icon. So, yun, masyadong up-down yung emosyon ko. Gets ko naman na may mga up-down talaga tayo sa buhay. But this one, it's so unnecessary. And in a span of few seconds, ha? Ang lakas niya maka-unstable ng emosyon. Tapos ang dami pang unreliable, unverified information.
Yeah.
I know it's addicting. Na-addict na ako sa social media. That's why I'm doing all these rituals, practices, kasi ayoko nang bumalik dun sa ganong estado. Ang alternative ko to that addiction, kasi sabi nila, kapag nafe-feel mo yung urge, halimbawa boredom, it helps to have an alternative dun sa previous mong addiction. So, in my case, I prefer an option na mas healthy naman. So, nag-audiobook ako, educational na non-fiction audiobooks, sometimes fictional novels. Pero yun nga, kaya rin marami kong na-share sa fellow adults natin na may gantong study, sabi ni gantong psychologist, I learned from this mindfulness teacher. Kasi nga, yun na yung naging hobby ko na pinamalit ko sa social media. And that's one of the things na sobrang pinagpapasalamat ko sa younger self ko. Na younger Carla, thank you for making that choice. Shifting from social media consumption to audiobooks. Yon. Ikaw, Mami, ano ang iyong psychological self-care practice?
Para pala tayo, it's reading books or listening to audiobooks. It's the best ways to practice mental self-care.
Okay.
Una, it's stress reduction. Kasi when you engage in a book or in a podcast, you immerse yourself in a different world. So you escape from the stresses of real life.
Share ko lang ha, na for me, I don't see it as an escape.
It's a break.
Parang you're just reallocating your attention.
Okay.
Kasi kapag escapist, meron siyang connotation of irresponsibility eh. 'Di ba?
Hindi ka naman titira doon sa libro. It's just for a short while. Ganyan.
Na parang we have the power to choose where to put our attention to, na.
Also, it's cognitive stimulation. Pagka nagbabasa ka or nakikinig ka ng podcast, you have to put your attention there. So, kailangan engaged yung mind mo. Mm-mm. So, nasistimulate yung imagination mo, pati yung critical thinking skills mo, because you have to think about what you're listening to or what you're reading. So, it also expands your knowledge.
Kaya nga di nakakatulog si Mary, di ba?
Oo.
Nakaisip sa mga dinidiscuss natin.
Yes, yon. I think it's also good for emotional well-being. So, yung mga books and podcasts, it can help you explore different emotions or experiences and perspectives.
Yes.
Na ikaw maaaring hindi mo mapagdaanan yung, or hindi mo pa napagdadaanan yung emotion na yon. Pero because of the book, you're able to practice it, you're able to process it. Let's say, halimbawa, grief, ganyan. Mm-mm. Yung libro na nabasa mo, merong character na nagigrieve, naka-experience ng loss. Ikaw, hindi mo pa siya na-experience. Pero because you read about it, you're able to live that experience. You get to know yourself na, ah, ganito pala yung feeling ng grief. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. At ganito niya pinroses, etc. So, you get to live it without actually going through it. Diba?
Mami, hindi ako Jew, pero may idea ako ng mga pinagdaanan nila sa Holocaust.
Correct. Kung gano'ng kahirap, ka-dehumanizing it was during that time. So, meron kang, yung brain mo is given access to different aspects of human life. Magkakaroon ka ng empathy, magkakaroon ka ng emotional intelligence.
Right? Yes, like legit, fellow adults ha, may study or studies, hindi ko alam kung ilan eh, pero sure ako, may at least one study na adults who grew up reading novels as a kid, mas mataas yung empathy nila than non-book readers.
Love it.
Mm-mm.
And sa emotional well-being din, ako personally, sometimes I reread books again. I read books again kahit nabasa ko na. Or pwede rin I listen to a podcast na napakinggan ko na. Pwede rin actually watch a movie or show na napanood ko na. Kasi to help me regulate my emotions. Kasi alam ko na yung magiging ending or alam ko na yung magiging feeling watching it. So either like, I read Harry Potter or I listen to a podcast na alam ko every episode matatawa ko. Yung alam ko na yung mararamdaman ko.
Try mo, mami, yung podcast na It's an Adult Thing.
I like that. Na
diba?
Napapasaya ko, mental stimulation. Charot.
Pero di ka makakatulog.
Ayun, nako. Baka naman si Mary lang 'yun.
Oo nga. Outlier siya, charot.
'Yun. So, also it's a parang mindfulness act na rin siya kasi you're in the moment when you're reading a book.
Mm-mm, true.
Listening to a podcast, medyo sinasabay ko pa siya sa paghugas ng pinggan, ganyan. Yung mga non-thinking chores, ganyan. Yun. So, it's a good psychological practice of self-care or mental practice of self-care. Okay. Okay ba yun?
Okay yun.
Okay, di ba?
Okay yun. So, kung okay na tayo dun, fellow adults, punta na tayo sa social.
Tama.
Social meaning relationships with other people.
Social. Importante to kasi maraming long-term studies on happiness ang nagsasabi na the number one thing that determines our happiness is the quality of our relationships. So, very essential sa self-care, yung social aspect, how we relate to other people. Kasi nga, we are social beings. We are never just an isolated entity. Mm-hmm. Yung ginagawa ko, hindi nakaka-apekto sa iba at yung ginagawa ng iba, hindi nakaka-apekto sa akin.
I hate people!
Yes!
Just me, myself, and I!
Yes! Yes! Hindi pwede yun. Kasi we are a part of a bigger whole. Whether we like it or not. Wala tayong magagawa doon, Marm. So, might as well, right? Let's make those social ties worth being part of.
Agreeables.
Right? So, ayan. Sige, Mamshi. Do you wanna go first? Do you wanna share a social practice
Okay. Ito, yung self-care or relationship care practice. Or practices. Can I share two?
Go! Hindi tayo madamot.
This one, yung una kong i-share, ginagawa ko siya pre-pandemic. Na-halt lang siya nung nag-pandemic. Pero I intend to revive this. So, nililista ko yung favorite people ko, meaning those few who bring most joy to my life. Related siya sa Pareto principle na nabanggit na rin natin ilang times sa iba nating episodes. So, recap lang, Pareto principle or 80-20 rule. Ang sinasabi dito, I'm not sure actually kung sa business ba or sa economics yan originally eh. Pero applicable siya in most, if not all, aspects ng life. Yung 80% ng desired outcome natin, nanggagaling lang yun sa 20% na input. Halimbawa, sa business, 80% ng sales nyo, galing lang yan sa 20% ng customers nyo. So, what's the value of knowing this 80-20 rule? Kung alam mo yan, edi i-identify mo kung sino yung high value 20% customers mo. Para sa kanila mo ibuhos yung resources mo at mag-yield ng more outcome. Ina-apply ko rin siya sa social life ko. Mami, ang dami kong friends. As an extrovert and friendly person. Dami kong friends, di ba?
Yes.
Pero sa dami na yon, di ko na syempre binilang. But I'm sure less than 20% lang yung nagbibigay ng most joy sa akin socially. Like legit ah, dun sa old journal ko, nakalista yung mga taong yon.
Sige po, pakinggan natin. Charot!
Sila sina. Charot.
Yan, yan.
Shout out. Lista ko yung mga yan. Tapos, goal ko is within the year, na-meet ko sila personally, naka-hangout ko sila.
Aww.
Pwedeng isa-isa, pa pwedeng as a group. Pero at least once. Usually naman multiple times eh. Kasi nga, ilan lang naman, paulit-ulit din naman. Actually, pag tinignan Monica yung Instagram feed ko, laging ang dami kong kasamang tao, di ba? But it's the same people. Rotasyon lang kayo ng iba kong close friends, di ba? It's just the few people.
Yeah.
Same few people. Ayun. Kasi nagka-pandemic nga, so hindi ko na tuloy-tuloy yung practice na yun. I'm reviving it. Nire-revive ko siya ngayon.
Good job.
Na mas mindful ko siya gagawin kasi since I'm in a relationship na, I have a partner, so yung weekends ko, dedicated na yun for us, for our relationship. So, mas kailangan kong mag-effort to make time for my friends. Para hindi mawala yung sinusustain ko na very, very good deep friendship with them. With you guys. Yun. So,
love it.
That's one of my favorite social care or relationships practices. Ilistan nyo yung favorite people nyo. And then, in a year, ako mas specific pa ha, per week, pre-pandemic, per week, dapat meron akong ma-meet na kahit isa sa kanila. And then, the other thing that I would like to share personally with my partner, so meron kaming daily connecting rituals. We don't call it as such, pero before we end our day, most days, paggabi, tawag kami, magkukumustahan lang kami ng araw. So, it's a way of connecting pa rin na alam niyo yung nangyayari sa buhay ng isa't isa. So, yun yung end of day ritual. Sorry na una yun.
Okay.
Tapos kapag umaga, good morning, or ako na hindi pagising ng morning, o basta kung ano man, good morning or something. So, you just ask lang, how was your sleep or something like that. It might seem or it might feel routinary, but that's the point. Sabi sa The Gottman Institute, it's not the big, grandiose gestures that make or break relationships. It's the small things often. And I love that phrase, small things often. Consistency is key. Na, I think, applicable din dun sa mga una nating nabanggit, yung small things often. Halimbawa, mami, yung sa movement. Isipin ng mga tao, dapat grandiose, dapat mag-sign up ako kaagad sa marathon. It doesn't have to be, it just has to be a small thing which you can do often. Every hour or every half day or every day. But small things often. So psychological, you don't have to read the Encyclopedia Britannica. But pwedeng 20 minutes before you go to sleep, instead na mag-scroll ng social media, di ba?
Yeah.
20 minutes of audiobook or something like that. So, small things often. Not only effective, it's sustainable.
Yes.
Yun. Ikaw, mami, what's your social self-care or relationship care practice?
Same with you. I also like going out on dinners with friends or kung walang pera, potluck, punta kayo dito sa bahay, dala kayo food or drink, whatever. Tambay lang tayo dito, nood tayo ng something, usap tayo. Favorite ko yon. Pero, siguro, opposite that, or alongside that, bilang millennials and Gen Zs, we're also like, always going out. We're always constantly hanging out or laging merong invite to labas. Tara, punta tayo dito. G, ganyan, eme-eme. I think opposite that, or alongside that nga, we also have a form of social self-care is to remember that we have the power to choose which commitments we will show up to, which ones we will say yes or no to. And remembering na quality over quantity.
Yes.
Dapat. So, ang ganda na sinabi mo na 80-20 principle. So, learning to choose which engagements, social engagements that we will say yes to or no to is a practice of self-care. So, yon, evaluate natin yon. And another one, another small thing that we like to practice, Pao and I actually, is to engage in random acts of kindness. Like, doesn't have to be, hindi namin kayang mag-donate ng hospital wing, ganyan. So, like, really small ways to help other people. So, minsan, wala kaming cash ni Pao pambigay sa mga, let's say, merong makasalubong na nandilim mo sa labas, ganyan. What Pao does is, meron siyang like,
kinakantahan niya for free.
Mga, yan! So, yung mga niyang nakakailangan na tulong, wala kaming pakialam!
Di namin makakain yung kanta mo!
Oo. Ang ginagawa ni Pao, yung mga bagay na hindi na niya ginagamit, mga damit, or chinelas, or sapatos, or toys even, nilalagay na namin sa kotse para kung may makasalubong sa daan, kung wala kaming perang pamigay, bibigyan namin ng damit, chinelas, toys na magagamit talaga nila. Or minsan pagkain. Like, take out from the restaurant.
Leftovers
na take out from the restaurant. Pamigay sa mga makakasalubong. Nakakatuwa siya. Don't you feel good after doing something good?
Mami, legit ha. Sabi sa happiness research led by Dr. Lori Santos na people feel happier when the money we have, we spend it on other people than ourselves. Like, it's not preaching na better to give than to receive. No, ha? As in empirical data. So, yung mga participants, binigyan nila ng $20 or something. Basta dolyar.
Okay, malaki yun. Matutuwa talaga sila.
Actually. Pero, they will have to spend it.
Ah.
Some of them, they were tasked to spend it on themselves.
Okay.
And the other half, to spend it on someone else.
Okay.
Tapos after that, nung binalikan yung participants, pina-self-rating sila ng happiness nila. Mami, consistently, mas mataas yung happiness nung mga nag-spend nung dollars nila on another person.
So sharing. I love it.
Yes, yes. So even if your goal, kaya ka nagbigay sa ibang tao, is to be happy, then so be it. Sumaya ka na, sumaya pa sila. Correct. Diba?
Yeah, so yon. And it's a way to nurture social connections, right?
Mm-mm.
Yun, I love it.
Like si Nika, pag bigyan niya ako ng $20, sasaya ako, sasaya rin siya.
Mm-mm. Pero mas masaya ako kung ikaw magbibigay ng $20. Oh, and it doesn't have to be like a gesture na helping the poor, whatever. It can be like writing a sweet note to your friend na feeling mo down.
Mm-mm. Writing their thesis. Charot.
Note lang po. Charot. Ganyan. Or sending them a message of encouragement. Doesn't it feel good? Diba? You're saying good words to other people.
Yeah.
So, yun. Random acts of kindness.
Yes, yes. Mami, na-cover na natin yung tatlo. Physical, psychological, and social. Can I just share yung overall na encompassing entry ko dun sa tatlong aspects na yon?
Grabe, iba talaga yung it's an adult thing. Ang pinangako lang natin, tatlo lang. Physical, psychological, social. Ngayon, mayroon pang extra overall.
Bukod pa to sa reco round, ah.
Oo.
Wow!
Iba talaga yung it's an adult thing, eh.
Hay nako. Kung ako, ewan ko ah, pero kung ako sila, pipindutin ko na yung 5-star sa rating.
Diba? Diba?
Iba rin magbenta ng sarili.
I know. Ano yung tip mo na good for overall self-care?
At least dito sa tatlong to, mami, sleep. Tulog. Mm-mm. Enough sleep. Mm-mm. Enough meaning enough sa haba, hours of sleep, and good enough quality. Mm-mm. Quality sleep.
Mm-mm.
Kasi, obviously, physically, kapag kulang ka sa tulog, ang baba ng energy mo, di ba? Psychologically, may mental fog ako kapag hindi kompleto yung sleep ko.
Mm-mm-mm.
And socially, medyo masungit ako kapag kulang ako sa tulog.
Mm-mm.
So, nagkaka-emotional casualties.
Uh-uh.
Plus, ang tagal ko nang hindi nagsa-self-harm, tsaka ang tagal ko nang hindi na-negative self-talk, natitrigger lang yon kapag ilang araw akong sunod-sunod kulang sa tulog.
Oo. Yes.
Yeah. So, ang daming negative effects kapag hindi ko pinoprotect yung quality sleep ko.
Agree.
Yun. Pati yung ano, I think yung pinakahuli ba? Pinakahuli or second to the last na tampuhan namin ng partner ko. I think, kung i-dissect ko yon, I think isa sa main triggers, kulang ako sa tulog. So, ang dami kong nag-a-arise na negative thoughts. Ang dami tuloy siya.
Oo.
So, yun. So, may social casualties din. So, sleep, sleep, sleep. Tao tayo, sleep is not a luxury.
It's a necessity.
It is a necessity.
Yan. Love it.
Yes, ang mga favorite self-care hacks namin ni Nika. Kayo rin po, fellow adults, if you have a favorite self-care routine, please share it with us. You can do that by sharing this episode on your social media with your own thoughts on the caption. Then, pakitag po kami, it's an adult thing, para mabasa namin yung entry nyo and hopefully, we'll get to reshare it to our adulting tribe.
At kung hindi pa kayo umay sa recommended hacks namin ni Carla, eto pa!
Yes.
For more life hacks, for more adulting life hacks, here is our Reco Round, ang tried and tested adulting tips namin ni Carla na nagpapadali, nagpapasaya, and sometimes nagpapasarap ng buhay namin.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Who goes first sa Reco Round?
I can go first.
Oh, sige.
Okay, my adulting recommendation is para sa mga taong may kotse or sasakyan, I suggest you check the weather forecast first before getting your car washed. Kasi, ang dami kong
sayang eh.
Ay, correct. Tsaka ang dami kong kilala na pag umulan, ano ba yan? Kakapa-car wash ko pa lang. Ganyan. So, i-check nyo na yung ano weather, uulan ba in the coming week, in the next
kaya
days.
Kaya di ako nagpapa-car wash eh.
Ayan. Tama. Tamang mindset. Mindset ba? Mindset. So, yun. And saka lalo na ngayon na changing yung weather from, mm-hmm. we're transitioning from summertime tas may bagyo, ulan, araw, If you don't want the hassle of and the sayang ng car wash nyo, check the weather forecast beforehand. How about you, Carla?
Sa akin naman, sa mga may mga gadgets na chinacharge, so I assume everybody, I strongly urge you guys na kapag mag-charge, huwag nyo munang i-connect yung charger dun sa gadget. Isaksak nyo muna yung charger sa outlet. Kapag hindi sumabog, at saka nyo lang i-connect yung kabilang dulo ng charger sa gadget.
Okay.
Why? Para magka-short circuit man or may pumutok man, ang madadamage lang ay yung charger at yung outlet. Hindi na madadama yung gadget mo.
At yung kamay mo. Charot.
Exactly. Natutunan ko yon habang nagtitesis yung isa kong close friend sa film.
Si Loris ba to?
Decades ago na. Oo, si Loris. Tinuro niya yun sa akin kasi nga nag-help out ako sa thesis niya. Na after more than a decade, it saved my laptop from dying. Kasi yes. Nasa coffee shop ako, tapos meron akong dalang sariling extension cord. Siyempre, para-paraan tayo, no? So, sinaksak ko yung extension cord dun sa outlet nung coffee shop.
Mm-mm.
Tapos, sinaksak ko yung charger dun sa extension cord.
Mm-mm.
Mami, pagsaksak ko, pumutok. Mm-mm. As in, merong black mark.
Uh-uh.
Yung charger ko.
Kasama mo ko nito eh.
Ay, shit! Talaga ba? OMG!
UP Town Center?
Oh! Yes! Yes! That it was that time.
Yeah.
Saksi ka. Saksi ka. Buti hindi ko na-connect sa laptop ko.
Oo nga.
So, ang wasak lang, yung charger ko, yung extension cord, tsaka yung outlet nila.
Oh, no.
Nawala silang kamuang-muang. So,
outlet first before gadget.
Yes. Saksak muna ang charger sa outlet bago i-connect sa gadget.
Love it.
Yun. Yun ang aming recommendation. At guys, eto pa ha. Para mas maengganyo kayong magpadala ng own tried and tested adulting recommendations nyo.
Yay.
Bilang hingi kami ng hingi ni Nika. Yeah. Wala namang papadala. Sobrang konti lang. Once in a quarter. Eto, pre-premiuhan namin ang
yes.
top 3 na may pinakamagandang entry sa Reco Round. So, ang premyo ay care of Celotec. Papadalhan nila kayo ng Celotec product kit. So, not just one, but one whole kit.
Yes!
Pero as of now, limited muna sa fellow adults natin na taga Metro Manila. Itong contest natin, intay lang yung mga nasa labas ng Metro Manila. Darating din tayo dyan. Pero as of now, yung mga papadalhan ng kit, mga galing sa Metro Manila muna.
Mm-hmm.
Paano sumali? Mag-record lang kayo ng voice note as you share your adulting reco, maximum na yung 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sana tahimik yung background. Ipadala nyo sa Facebook or Instagram namin, sa inbox namin.
Mm-hmm.
We will wait for your voice notes until July 15, 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung magpapadala ng top 3 smartest life hacks ang mananalo ng very effective yet very gentle products ng Celotec.
Yee. Pwede bang magpadala ko ng record para manalo ko?
Iibahin natin ng konti yung pangalan.
Boses mo. Oo, pangalan. Si Veronique.
Veronique.
Yan, yan. Or Celotec, parang ganun.
May Q-U-E din sa dulo. Oh. Love it. Very unique. Very
unique. So, padala na kayo para manalo kayo ng Celotec products.
Yes. Tsaka kasi nauubusan na kami ng irereko.
Tama!
Salamat sa tulong, Celotech.
Thank you.
So that's it for now, fellow adults. Hanggang sa next episode, this has been Carla
and Nika, finding sustainable ways to be at our best so that we can give the world our best. Because it's an adulting!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.